Dreamt last night, I fed you, unknowingly, something you were allergic to. And you were gone, like that. You don't have even a single allergy, but still, the dream cracked. Cars nosedived off snowbanks into side streets. Sometimes dreams slip poison, make the living dead, then alive again, twirling in an unfamiliar room.
This is the Boston-based poet Tara Skirtu reading from her composition Morning Love Poem. Now, it's rare for Tara to read her work publicly, but she'll be doing just that this Saturday night at Outpost 186 in Cambridge. She's the subject of this week's Artery segment, where we talk to artists, curators, and critics about what's exciting them in the local art scene. And Tara's work was brought to our attention by singer-songwriter and Berklee professor Melissa Farrick, who joins us now. Hi there, Melissa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So before we hear a little bit more about who Tara Skirtu is, I wonder if you could just tell us, why is it rare for her to do a public reading?
Well, this is the cool thing. I have been aware of performance poetry and slam poetry for a long time, Buddy Wakefield, Caroline Harvey, but this idea of a more classic poet reading their poems is something that I hadn't heard a lot about until I met Tara. And this is why she doesn't read a lot. She's a more isolated, introverted kind of classic poet. She just reads her poem in the way, you know, there's not a big, it's not a show, mm-hmm. you know, it's a reading. And there's something really beautiful and quiet and classic about that that really turned me on to this particular event.
Yeah, and there's something that you still get from watching the poet herself reading her work that maybe you don't get just off the page, I think. But tell us a little bit more about her, who she is, where she's from.
Well, I met Tara through a friend of mine at Berklee, and she was a lecturer at BU, and I heard these stories about her. This is my friend Tara, she's staying on my couch, and you should meet her, you know, one of those kinds of things. So I went over and hung out with her, and we went right into immediate friendship, talking about teaching, talking about words, talking about phrasing. So it was one of those things where I had never realized the connection between lyric writing and classic poetry. I'd never really hung out with just a writer because, like I said, the other poets that I know are performance poets, uh-huh. you know? And yet here was this very narrow, slight, blonde woman who was quiet and missed all sarcasm. She also has a real lack of kind of getting the joke, and there was just something about me trying to make her laugh that made me want to hang out with her more. So,
well, tell me a little bit more about that connection that you saw between lyric writing and classical poetry.
Mostly it's about phrasing, I noticed, and also I loved how short Tara's poems were. I expected them to be a lot longer, and then they weren't. And I thought, wow, this is kind of like songwriting. And when I teach songwriting, it's a big mystery to kind of dissolve that you really need about 12 lines, you know. But in those 12 lines, you have to get beginning, middle, and end. It's hard to write.
Well, she's obviously doing a great job at it because she's well-regarded, the 2013 Academy of America Poets Prize winner. Let's hear a little bit more of her work.
Okay.
We have a reading that she's done, actually did for you, and you brought it in. This is Tara Skirtu reading Some Days Begin Like This.
The fear of forgetting I am well crawls into my mouth like a word that regrets being spoken. It presses sour phrases against my teeth, tongue, and gums. I want to tell it, stop, that I am well, that my blood is my blood. But as I'm ready to swallow, it wedges another phrase onto the back of my tongue. Something about the flawlessness of the antibody's memory, how it never forgets the image of the mother that abandoned it here.
So, Melissa, this poem that Tara wrote was written just before a trip that she took to Romania as part of her recent Robert Pinsky Global Fellowship. You talked to her about that.
Right. What it is, basically, from what Tara tells me anyway, is that they're encouraged to go to a country that they've never been to before and where they don't speak the language. So this is what you will do, and then since you can't speak the language or write in it or really understand it, now we'd like you to write. You know, it's kind of like putting me on a boat and putting me in the middle of the ocean and saying, okay, how are you feeling now, you know?
Well, as we mentioned, you talked to her, and we've got a little cut of that conversation where she shared with you the impact that fellowship, the Pinsky Fellowship, has had on her. Here's what she said.
I had started writing poems about my dad's side of the family. My great-grandparents immigrated from Romania. I was starting to think a lot about Romania and family history that had been lost. So I ended up spending 2.5 months in Romania because of this fellowship. And it completely transformed, even though this sounds cheesy, my life, my writing changed.
Yeah.
It's completely informing the direction that the rest of it has been taking.
This is a really big deal that she got to do this. And this is the work from which she's going to be speaking a lot of the new poetry that she wrote while she was over there and since she has returned. This has been a real kind of rebirth for her, you know, finding a new voice and a new way of writing.
Hmm. Melissa, there's one other thing that I wanted you to expand on.
Sure.
A little bit that you talked about with Tara when you sat down with her. And I'm curious what your perspective is about this as a musician and a performer yourself, because I think she told you that she believes that while Boston has a vibrant poetry scene, maybe that scene still doesn't get the recognition that music does. Do you agree with her? And why is that?
From what I can gather, it's difficult to find spaces where you can just stand behind a podium and read your work and have that be something that maybe 100 people would like to come to see. You know, not everyone's a David Sedaris, you know what I mean? Or Mary Oliver. You know, the opportunity to go see someone like Mary Oliver speak her poems, of course we all line up, you know, or Alice Walker, you know. But these people, these Tara Skirtus, these are the next generation of those poets. And so the ability to go and watch them read their work, which they create in a very controlled, insulated environment, it's a quiet time of reflection and listening without screens, without interruption. And I think that is, in its essence, as close to being in the room while the writer writes as you can get.
Wow. Well, Melissa Farrick is a singer-songwriter and a professor at Berklee College of Music, talking to us today about the Boston-based poet Tara Skirtu, who will be reading her poetry at Outpost 186 in Cambridge on Saturday night. There's more information at radioboston.org. Melissa, thank you for introducing us to Tara, and thanks so much for coming in.
Anytime.
And we'll go out now with a little bit more from Tara Skirtu reading Morning Love Poem.
It's hard to say, I need you enough. Today I did. Walked into your morning shower, fully clothed. All the moments we stop ourselves just because we might feel embarrassed or impractical or get wet.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Thank you.